The time commitment involved in this and the talent involved in this is an extreme thing. This week, they've really knocked it out of the park. The performances are amazing. I'm actually impressed by every single person in the cast.
The Hayes Community Theater is preparing for their upcoming production of Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors. Director Adam Conkey stops by to share all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. Then we have Friday and Saturday also at the same time at 7:30 p.m. 27th, 28th, 29th down there at the Hayes Community Theater. If you don't know where that is, that's 121 East 8th Street, right next to the Blue Moon Barbershop. And you can find tickets available at hctks.com or on Facebook. Go visit our site at Hayes Community Theater. Look us up. And tickets will be available at the door as well, all three nights.
Yeah. To clarify, it's theater spelled R-E instead of E-R.
Right.
That threw me for a loop the first time that I went looking for the Hayes Community Theater. It's the old school version of the pompous, hoity-toity version
you're supposed
of
spelling. To say it.
Theater.
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 As long as you find it, I suppose. You can say it however you want.
Yeah.
HCTKS.com.
Right.
It's the more generic, I guess, way to say that.
Yeah.
But let's talk about this. For those that aren't familiar, like myself, because I don't know that I've ever seen a performance of this. What's the show all about?
Well, this show is
it's a slapstick.
It really is. But I mean, you have to add that Shakespearean element to it. So that means it's languagey. Slapstick. So it's overly verbose on the language. So long diatribes of dialogue and that kind of thing. That doesn't eliminate the humor of it. The actors
say, that
themselves,
sounds like a blast.
Yeah. Just yeah.
Long Shakespeare diatribes.
Well, just let me say, yeah, doesn't it? Well, let me tell you, really, it's a comedy of two sets of twins separated at birth, and they decide to go, one group decides to go to a city they've never been, which this other two sets of twins happen to live at. Not to make it even more confusing, both sets of twins have the exact same names. So, it's a comedy of errors. All the townspeople, they mistake the newcomers as their own patron, their own friend, and, you know, comedy ensues.
Yep. Very cool. Was it your choice to pick put on the show?
I suppose it was. We wanted to do a Shakespeare show, and a lot of the actors we had last year for Midsummer Night's Dream, they've returned for this. Your own radio personality, Vivian Leiker, is one of the stars in it.
Over on Mix 103?
Yeah. Yep. And so we just had a lot of returning people wanted to do Shakespeare. Without that, I don't think we'd be capable of putting it on.
Well, that's what I wondered. I mean, because I imagine it takes a particular desire and talent to do Shakespeare.
It does. And the time commitment involved in this and the talent involved in this is an extreme thing. This week, they've really knocked it out of the park. The performances are amazing. I'm actually impressed by every single person in the cast.
Yeah, let's talk about the cast. I know you've got a kind of a stable of regular guys down there at the community theater, but who's taking the lead roles on this one?
We've got Claire Nickerson is playing our Antiphilus, one of our twins, and Avery Cohn is playing another twin, the servant brother of the other twin, named Dromio. We have Denny Roth playing Aegeon, an aged merchant, and I should, I guess, mention myself. I'm in it partially. I am the duke of the town that wants to put these people to death.
Ooh.
I know that's not death being a humorous subject and all, but
I feel that's a fitting role for the director of the show, though, too, as well.
It is. It is. And then I've got a few others. Of course, Vivian Leiker playing Adriana, the wife of the local Antiphilus, who plays foil to the foreigner Antiphilus. not to mix with the band or anything.
I feel like we need like one of those cork boards with like the strings and things like
that. Yeah, it's very much one of those detective murder mystery things. Yeah. Trying to figure out how it all works. What I should have done, and I didn't think of it. Thanks, Jeff, for now making me feel terrible. I should have had somebody on the side as like one of those character actors, like, oh, well, this is what's going on right here, right now in the scene.
A Shakespearean translator or
absolutely.
Something like that.
Absolutely. That old grizzly detective with a coffee cup getting frustrated looking at the clues.
I mean, I could put on a trench coat and do a Columbo impression. I mean, you know I suppose.
Why not? You're hired.
I don't know if you could afford my rates.
Oh, yeah? Wow. Yeah.
I mean, it's a cup of coffee, but that's beside the point.
I don't know. Coffee's pretty expensive now.
It is.
There's a whole slew of others. If I forgot others, you know, there's a lot of other talent involved in this.
Yeah, and it's not just the people on the stage, too. It takes a lot of people behind the scenes to put on these shows as
it
well.
It really does. It takes volunteer efforts to clean and prep for the set design. Danny Roth also came out and painted two of our flats. Really made it amazing. It's set at the Bay of Ephesus. If you're going to look at the dictionary, it says Ephesus. I don't care. I'm the director. It's Ephesus. You know, the Bible says Ephesians. I say Ephesus. I don't care. That's how it goes. But he painted the bay. And he painted the Duke's Castle, which has a really kind of good homage to a Mushroom Kingdom. Really lofty towers with conical mushroom red spires on it. You know, so it's, yeah, he did really well at it. It's a very amazing piece, shaded well enough. People know what they're looking at when they see it.
Very cool. And, you know, and also I always like to point this out, all the work that you guys had to do in that building to get that ready. I know we're getting years past the opening now, but
we're like 6 years. This is year six. And Jarrett Liker put a lot of effort into it at the beginning, among others, a lot of people coming together to paint it and set up the new bathrooms in there. A lot of it all free will sort of donation of time and effort.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, like as an outsider, kind of in a way, because I do get involved in the community theater at least once a year, because I like to run the sound for the summer musical and everything, because it feels like my contribution and whatnot. And when I joined in, I mean, you know, it was still small and fledgling and things like that. Now it just really feels like it's blossomed. Like there are just new faces every single year that join in with this community of actors and directors and set designers and costumers and things. It's so, so cool.
I'm glad you mentioned that, new faces, because I do have two new faces that really, like Angela Pulfunai is one of the instructors at Fort Hays. Mm-hmm. She hadn't acted since junior high, and she's killing it.
Yeah.
Denny Roth, another one, also hadn't acted since high school at least, and we're talking like, what, 15 years now? 20 years? Yeah, got to be 20. Yeah. Over 20.
Over 20, because my 20 years is coming up.
Gosh darn it.
Yeah.
I'm an old man.
Plus, you just outed Denny.
I outed myself. I got my 20th anniversary right this summer, so and I'm going to miss that. So
Denny stands out in a crowd, too.
Yeah, he does. He's a giant. He stands out on stage. Some of the people acting against him are not very tall, so he overwhelms everyone, the entire cast. Even if he stands down a step from everyone, he's still encompassing the stage.
A very imposing presence.
Yes.
But is he funny?
Yeah, actually, he is funny.
Good.
And he plays three different characters, so he's bound to be funny. He plays a doctor, a plague doctor. One of those kind of characters with the long mask,
nose mask,
and the oh no, you're condemned to hell by religion, that kind of thing. He's Shakespeare's having fun, a lot of fun with this. So,
sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun with this.
Oh yeah, it's a blast. I mean, don't get me wrong, theater is dramatic behind the scenes and stressful, especially for a director. He never knows what he's doing. I shouldn't have said that. All you listeners out there, the director knows absolutely what he's doing at all times. And the show is perfect. All of it. The actors, though, They're the true stars of it. Yeah. They're the ones really putting this on.
It never ceases to amaze me how, like, your worst read-throughs always comes during tech week, during that final push. Like, you feel like everything just falls apart. You feel like everything goes well for, like, the weeks leading up to it. It's like, we're doing great. This is going to be great. And then that first day on tech week, it's like, we know nothing about what we're doing. Yeah. And is this thing even going to come together? And then for whatever reason, that final dress rehearsal and that first performance, it just,
yeah, it always comes together. Oddly enough, yeah, this show, the very opposite of what he just described. it's been a real whirlwind of a ride all the way up until this last, actually Sunday. Yeah. We've had everybody together. Everything's worked out. It's really tough to get a lot of people's schedules aligned, yeah, to do rehearsals with each other at the exact same time. That's the big headache. And of course, we at the community theater, we always want new faces down there. We're always excited to see new people. We have lots of new ideas, lots of new things going on. And I should really plug this. Summer Musical is the Addams Family last weekend of July. So everybody be prepared for that 3 months from now, really.
Yeah.
Have you found the cast for that show?
Yep, that cast is already set. And we'll start rehearsals at the beginning of June. And of course, like Jeff's help act for sound and what, yeah, have you.
I just really love doing sound in Beat Schmidt. That it's
such awesome. Wonderful.
Yeah, Luke does a great job out there and everything. So he gets us all set up and whatnot. It's a lovely venue. I love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Adam, we're just about out of time. Any last thoughts before we go, sir?
No, just I would like the entire community to show up to this thing so that we can keep putting on more shows.
Yeah. Real quick recount for the dates and times.
All right. William Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors, April 27th, 28th, 29th. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. down at Hayes Community Theater. You can buy tickets right now at hctks.com. You can go to our Facebook page as well and see how we're doing. And also, buy your tickets at the door.